wish life was like more forgiving in the department where I should bring more to the table. I wish I was able. What can I do? The things I want to do. The things I want to do.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Stressed, Depressed, and Anxious with your host, Local Neighborhood Baby. It's another week, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, at least for some of us, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about some of my Christmas anxiety and all of the upcoming plans that I have. Okay, so this past week I just had a friendsmas and it was actually really fun. And my friends and I got together, just four of us total, and we just made some yummy food, we traded gifts, and just hung out. And I just wanted to know from my listeners if any of you guys did a little friend gathering. I think that especially if either A, you don't have a family, you know, that you are going to interact with for the holidays, or, you know, maybe you've had some losses and you just don't really have family around you for the holidays, or B, you're going to be around your family, but you're not sure it's going to be a great experience. I feel like incorporating something in your circle of friends, if you have them, like Friendsmas, is such an excellent thing to do. I was actually the ringleader, the planner of this thing. One thing I realized is that I'm definitely begrudgingly a lot of the times, I am kind of like the starter of something. You know, like I am just I guess leader might be the right word, but it's really just more so like I get things going and I can take them to the finish line as long as, you know, people are willing to keep moving forward. But yeah, I just get things started. And I used to be really pissed off about that because I really wanted to interact with other people who, you know, wanted to make plans and proactively wanted to do things and, like, you know, kind of got things started so that it took the pressure off of me constantly doing that. But I will say that is rare to find. I've had maybe a few, like, I don't know, just maybe like a very few amount of people that I've met that, you know, are those types of people that will literally, you know, try to get things going and make that effort. But most people are just annoying and they will not. So anyways, that being said, I used to resent that role and just generally speaking, and now I embrace it for the most part because I feel like that's just is what it is. And I don't really feel the resentment from that. I just kind of carry that torch and like I'm like, let's make some fucking plans. And so anyways, I have as a result had great experiences because we all know that a lot of plans just never make it out of the group chat. You can have those of you guys that have like your friend group chats can probably relate because, you know, like you have your group chat and then you guys will see like pictures of some place beautiful and you're like, oh, I want to go visit. Like, I want to take that trip. I want to go. And technically speaking, everyone can, right? Like, you know, I've been in a situation like everybody in the group can actually make this happen. We can pick a hotel. We can like pay for our flights. We can decide on a date. We can do all those things. But nobody is willing to take that role and nobody is willing to actually do it. And everybody just is like, you know, just kind of lets that opportunity slip through the cracks. So you kind of need a person like me that will just motivate and keep pushing everybody to like actually do the plan. So, very long-winded way of saying that. I just take that role now, and I've had a lot of incredible experiences because of it, and Friendsmas was one of them. I was just like, we did a successful Friendsgiving, which was really, really fun. We had such a good time doing Friendsgiving, and if any of you guys don't know what that is, it's Thanksgiving, but we call it Friendsgiving, and just do it with your friends. So, and usually, like, that doesn't mean that you don't have a Thanksgiving with your family. Usually people just do it the weekend before or whatever, before Thanksgiving. So that was a hit for us. And then, so I was like, oh, we have to do like Friendsmas. And, so that was great. It was very simple too. Like, I feel like you can make it as chill or as extravagant, like as you want. And this time we really went, you know, pretty chill. We made some great dishes, brought some stuff over, like traded gifts, like I said, and it was just really, really nice. So I just wanted to tell you guys that because I think, sprinkle that into your holidays if you can, you know, like, and don't be afraid to be the person that is like, hey guys, we should do this, and like, just bring everybody together, you know, because you end up having a good time too. Now, the best thing about this, I will say, is that I do not host these. I have a friend. She's awesome. She's so great. Her house is amazing too. And we typically like go over to her place, and she's like such a gracious host. And so get a friend that is willing to be the host. Like, that's the best, you know, as well. So like, before you suggest that to your friends, like, just like suss out a friend who has like a nice place that just would be convenient to be the host. And like, before she ever hosted anything, I will say, I was like, when I went over to her place, I was like, oh yeah, like, we can have so many great gatherings here and stuff like that, and like kind of sprinkled the idea in her mind. So, but yeah, she was really willing to do it, and that made it great for me, because, you know, although I will plan shit, you know, like help plan shit and help get shit going, I don't like hosting. Okay, I don't like hosting. I will host, but like, I'm a perfectionist. I'm like such an annoying fucking perfectionist. If I had to host, I will be up like at the crack of dawn, because my mom growing up, like, she hosted a lot of parties and gatherings and shit like that. So I feel like I picked up a lot of little things from her, but I will get up at the crack of dawn, like, deep clean my house, like, and then I'll have to like spend weeks planning how everything is going to look, and like making sure it has the best time, and like what I'm going to make, and like, I'm just insane. So I don't like to do that. I would just rather take the role of like herding the sheep, as you will. So yeah, if you didn't do that this year, that's fine. I would say, like, try to make plans, you know, around the holidays, especially, like, if you're, like, you know, for example, you know, you obviously, like, I don't think people spend New Year's with their families, unless they're, like, really, like, you know, married with children vibes, but, like, some people do, but New Year's is more of, like, a friend holiday anyway, especially when you're younger. But I would say, like, what would be a good example? Maybe Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a good one because, yes, you may be spending Valentine's Day with your significant other, with, like, your boyfriend or, the, like, the guy that you're dating and stuff like that, or with the girl or whatever. But, like, if you want to maybe, like, before Valentine's Day, go to a, you know, Galentine's Day, make a Galentine's Day, or make a, what, how'd you do that for a guy? Broventine's, like, call it something fucking cool. I know Galentine's Day is actually like a thing, from a TV show I was watching, but yeah, like, for the girlies, like, do a Galentine's Day. For the boys, do like a bro Brovantine's Day and like get together with your friends basically and just like go out somewhere and have like a time, you know, even if it's like all of your single friends going out on the actual Valentine's Day or whatever, like just have a time, like trade gifts, like, you know, like make it fun and shit and make it cool. I think, you know, doing little things like that just makes the holidays easier, especially for people like me who suffer from stress, depression, and anxiety. Like, it's like, ugh, spending time with people who don't put so much pressure on you and that you feel like you can be yourself around is gold around the holidays. This year, I feel like I did really good with, like, getting most people that I love gifts. I still had some people on the list that I wanted to get them a gift, but I just, you know, it just wasn't going to happen. You know, every year I have to make a Christmas list and like, it's like, sometimes it's hard to, you know, like decide, but I primarily prioritize like family, of course, like immediate family and shit like that. But I think I did pretty good with gifts this year. So I'm happy about that. And anyway, I was able to go home for Christmas, and I mean, I'm able to go home for Christmas, which is great. So that is coming up. I will be heading out on Friday, which, will be the, I believe the 22nd. Yeah. The 22nd. I will be heading out and, I don't know, like, here's the thing, okay? Here's how I feel about it. I'm excited to see my niece and nephew open their gifts, particularly, and just being around them, because they're just so, like, I don't know, we just have a good relationship. They're sweet, they're nice, they're, like, cool, you know? And so it's always just great to like see them and like have them be excited that I'm there and just like, I don't know, have fun with them and stuff like that. But I'm very anxious otherwise. Like I have weird feelings. Like I have feelings like I'm like feeling very insecure about the whole thing, which is not an emotion that I really recognize. Like when it comes to like going home and spending time with my family. And maybe I can credit like therapy and journaling and reflection and all this stuff that I've kind of opened up and like discovered some of my insecurities that I didn't know that I had. But I found myself feeling very insecure that people would even want me around. Which is, I don't know. If I think back, I feel like the last time I felt that way was like being a kid, being a teenager. but like, yeah, I don't know. It's just such a weird feeling. I just feel like, you know, like, am I sure like that they even want me around? Even though like in speaking to them, they're just like, oh, they couldn't be more excited or whatever. But I'm just like, my mind and my emotions are just kind of like, do they even want me there? Am I like an imposition? Like all this kind of shit. And then on top of that, I also am like, do you guys know, like, okay, it's when you're home and you're just like comfy and cozy and like in your bed and like you can do whatever you want to do and like whatever, you just have your autonomy and like, you know, you have all your shit, like it's great, it's awesome. And then when you have to spend time at someone else's home, okay, you kind of have to give up a lot of your creature comforts, like, and that kind of sucks. That's the thing that sucks, because I'm like, and it feels like a very vain thing to, like, think about, because I've never really have thought about it too much or too deeply, but for some reason I am. I'm like, ugh. You know, I'm giving up my creature comforts. I think it's because I built such an amazing, like, morning routine, night routine. I spent so much time perfecting, like, you know, an aesthetically pleasing vibe and space that I'm just like, oh. I like having my creature comforts and like to not have that. It's just like, oh my gosh. But it's only for a couple days, and I'm really grateful, like, even aside from my complaints, I'm actually really grateful that I get to go and spend time. I really wanted to, for some reason, I don't know. And I think it will be good to see my family, but I do have anxiety, like, about it. I don't know. It's a sucky feeling, and I don't want to come off as, like, sounding selfish, you know, but I know you guys understand, or most of you will understand, and if you don't, like, you don't, and that's actually great. But for those of you guys that, like, don't get to spend time with your families, like, I am thinking of you. There have been years where I definitely have not gotten to spend time with my family. There have been some brutal Christmases in my past, like, fucking brutal, just like where I was at in life. So I definitely empathize with everyone, no matter what experience you're having for the holidays. It's just so crazy. But I will say, like, so far this month has been pretty good. I have made a lot of personal progress, in my opinion, and I just feel like positive. I do feel that nervousness like I talked about, but like I also feel positive as well. So I think that's good, and I think, you know, fear is like fire, and you just have to use it and let it fuel you and motivate you and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, back to my insecurity, because I think that's very important that I've been able to somehow identify that in my body. Like, because I'll always say, like, I feel, and I have felt strangely like such a confident person, but then, you know, more recently, once I've acknowledged it, like, that feeling of insecurity, it's like, oh, like, I can decipher it now, and it's like, I just find myself feeling sometimes, like, man, you know, that I might be an imposition, that I'm, you know, not good enough, or, like, you know, whatever, like, I find those thoughts coming more frequently, and, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, maybe what are some things that you guys do to try to, like, feel better about yourself, you know? I know the whole positive affirmations thing, and I think that works really, really well. I think self-care works really well, too. It definitely works really well. But I'm looking for some other ways as well, because I could use them, and I think, you know, if you do have any tips and tricks, it would be so helpful to share. But those are the ones that I know of at this point. I just want to, like, boost my confidence and find ways to boost my confidence and not be afraid to take up space and, like, you know, all that good stuff, because it's past time, in my opinion, for me to be comfortable and not feel like I'm an imposition everywhere I go. Like, you know what I mean? I feel, you know, that constant feeling of, like, feeling rejected and unwanted, even though, you know, typically, like, that's not how people make me feel in my everyday life. And I wonder, like, why that is. But you know what? As I'm saying that out loud, I'm thinking about all of the really, really tough and trying experiences that I've had. And I remember there was one particular point in my life where I had lost everything, and I was just rebuilding and just, like, going through a very vulnerable time. And I was working myself to the bone. I had, like, two jobs, and just sort of had my head down, you know, working away and stuff like that, and just trying to keep my head above water and like all that kind of good stuff. And I was working this one job, and it was an office job. And anyway, my performance review came. It was pretty early on. It was like maybe like after, like, I don't know, the first, it was either like, I want to say like the first, maybe the after the first month, maybe like, I don't know. It was pretty early on though. But in any case, I'm sitting down in front of my boss, and she is telling me, she get like, I'm like, for whatever reason, like nervous, and I'm nervous, but like, there was no reason for me to be nervous, because I just, it was a very simple, very, very simple job, and I'd done it well, and I, you know, there was no, I've never any problems. They were so sweet to me, so I don't know why I was even nervous, but I was in such a vulnerable space that I felt very similar to how I'm feeling now. And she started telling me how great of a job that I was doing, and how they thought I was so great, and, you know, all of these really, really positive things. And then I literally, and this has never happened to me, because I'm very much like a person who like tries to hide their emotions. Like, I will get embarrassed by, like, you know, crying or something like that. Like, it's not something that I do like often in front of people, and especially not at work. At work, I like never ever cry. Like, I've been through some terrible situations at work. You know, corporate America is really, really tough to navigate sometimes, and I never really cry at work ever. But like, especially now where somebody could see me, you know. But in that moment, I was literally like sobbing. Like, not sobbing, but like, I was like crying. And she's like, oh, like, what's that? And I was like, oh, I just thought I was, you know, I didn't do well. And she's like, what are you talking about? You know, and I was just crying. But I think it might have been the first time in a long time, perhaps, that like someone was saying nice things about me. I don't know what it was. And I maybe also because I didn't really, really feel like very nice about myself. And in saying all of that, I think the similarity is right now is maybe like I am going through a transformative period, just trying to, you know, kind of what I told you guys in past episodes, trying to really, you know, grow with my discipline by sticking to commitments, you know, daily, weekly, monthly commitments. And I'm trying to build that discipline by doing those things, and it's been a big transformation for me. And so I think that is a similarity that I can draw. That period of time was a very vulnerable space to be in. It was transformative. I was growing as a person and struggling and all that shit. And similar to now, where I feel like I am trying to grow as a person, and also like, you know, struggling with trying to keep up with all of my goals and things of that nature. So yeah, and I don't know if that maybe that is what causes me to feel vulnerable and then to expose that insecurity, but it's something that I think is worth exploring. And I don't know if any of you guys feel similarly, but if you do, then let me know. And yeah, I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys about it, because I think it's important. I think, you know, we all have insecurities, and people have, like, a lot of times when I'm online, people talk about like insecurities about their physical appearance and stuff like that, because I don't know, it's a really common one. But I don't often hear a lot of people talk about their insecurities about just being just like being generally like wanted by people. And when I say wanted, I don't mean like sexually or like whatever, like in a relationship. I don't mean that. I just mean like wanted, like I don't know, like, people enjoy your presence. You know what I mean? Just, like, feeling like people enjoy your presence and, like, want to be around you. And it's crazy because even as I say that, I know there's so many people who do enjoy my presence. They enjoy talking to me. They tell me this. Like, they enjoy being around me, like, whatever. And I know that I have the ability to light up a room and, like, just, you know, create a really nice vibe. But at the same time, I still feel that insecurity, especially when it comes to family. So, yeah, I hope that everything goes well. And I'm going to explore that. I am going to journal about it, probably. I'm going to, like, meditate on it, like, all these things, pray about it. And just, like, try to do some self-discovery on what triggers that, and, like, see what I find out, and maybe I'll share with you guys. But yeah, if you, like I said, if you're feeling the same way, let me know. I hope you guys have the best Christmas ever. And even if you're not going to be spending time with friends or family, I hope that you at least spend some nice time with yourself and not spend too much time being sad. It is okay to be sad the day of and stuff like that, especially if you're alone. I have been there, like I said, multiple times. But you're never truly alone. If you need somebody to talk to, I am here. And I hope that you guys will, you know, if you can, like, spend that time, like, watching a show that you like, watching a movie that you like, you know what I mean? Like, get yourself a nice, nice meal to eat and just, like, chill and, you know, relax and, like, take it like a vacation and stuff like that. But yeah. I'm here if you guys need to talk. I really, really love you guys. And I hope that you guys have the best, like, Christmas that you can possibly have. I hope I do too. And I'm wishing you a day, month, week, year free of depression, stress, and anxiety. And until next time, I love you guys. Bye. Control of the world around me. I've got a routine that always shocks me. I can't take control of the world around me. I've got a routine that always shocks me. I can't take control.